SRN News, I'm John Scott. Pam Bondi is the new Attorney General. Bondi outlined her goals after being sworn in by Justice Clarence Thomas.
I will restore integrity to the Justice Department, and I will fight violent crime throughout this country and throughout this world and make America safe again.
The ceremony took place in the Oval Office. It was the first time that President Trump had participated in a second-term swearing-in of a cabinet member. It was further evidence of his intense personal interest in the operations of the department. President Trump moving closer to banning transgender males from participating in women's or girls' sporting events.
On his first day in office, the president signed an executive order declaring it is the policy of the federal government that there are only two sexes, male and female. Now he's set to sign another order to keep biological males out of women's sports. It's a move that would affect educational institutions that receive federal funding.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump and Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu met Tuesday at the White House, where Mr. Trump floated the idea of the U.S. taking ownership of the Gaza Strip and redeveloping the territory. Prime Minister Netanyahu.
He has a different idea, and I think it's worth paying attention to this. We're talking about it. He's exploring it with his people, with his staff. I think it's something that could change history, and it's worthwhile really pursuing this avenue.
The terrorist group Hamas called the proposal a recipe for creating chaos in the region. Google's parent company Alphabet weighing on Wall Street. Stocks are mixed, the Dow up 119 points, but the NASDAQ losing 10. This is SRN News. The Trump administration goes after anti-Semitism on campus.
The Department of Education says it will probe harassment of Jews at Northwestern, UC Berkeley, Columbia, Portland State, and the University of Minnesota. Ever since the Hamas attack on Israel in October of 2023, anti-Semitism has been surging on America's college campuses, and Jewish leaders say administrators have failed to do enough about it. President Trump is also forming a special task force on anti-Semitism in higher education. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York Attorney General Letitia James telling hospitals that they would be violating state law if they stop offering sex change operations to children. In response to an executive order from President Trump, James told healthcare facilities in a letter Monday that refusing to provide the treatments would violate New York's anti-discrimination laws. This is SRN News. A Texas man convicted of beating and suffocating a Dallas area pastor at his own church during a robbery facing execution. Stephen LaWayne Nelson condemned for the 2011 killing of Reverend Clint Dobson. New Albany, Ohio Police Chief Greg Jones tells reporters one person dead, five wounded in a shooting at a large cosmetics company warehouse.
This has been a very tragic situation. Our thoughts go out to the victims, their families, and everybody that works at this facility. This is something that we hope that would never happen in our community.
Chief Jones spoke to WSYX, WTTE. A male suspect has been arrested. Kentucky lawmakers completing their work to reduce the state's individual income tax rate to 3.5% from 4%. At the start of 2026, the bill now goes to Governor Andy Beshear, who supports that tax cut. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.